The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, narrated by Peter Coates. Dedicated to Andrew Carnegie, who suggested the writing of the course, and to Henry Ford, whose astounding achievements form the foundation for practically all of the 16 lessons of the course, and to Edwin C. Barnes, a business associate of Thomas A. Edison, whose close personal friendship over a period of more than 15 years served to help the author carry on in the face of a great variety of adversities and much temporary defeat met with in organizing the course. Who said it could not be done, and what great victories has he to his credit which qualify him to judge others accurately? Napoleon Hill. Lesson 15. Tolerance. You can do it if you believe you can. There are two significant features about intolerance, and your attention is directed to these at the beginning of this lesson. These features are, first, intolerance is a form of ignorance which must be mastered before any form of enduring success may be attained. It is the chief cause of all wars. It makes enemies in business and in the professions. It disintegrates the organized forces of society in a thousand forms, and stands like a mighty giant as a barrier to the abolition of war. It dethrones reason and substitutes mob psychology in its place. Second, intolerance is the chief disintegrating force in the organized religions of the world, where it plays havoc with the greatest power for good there is on this earth, by breaking up that power into small sects and denominations, which spend as much effort opposing each other as they do in destroying the evils of the world. But this indictment against intolerance is general. Let's see how it affects you, the individual. It is, of course, obvious that anything which impedes the progress of civilization stands also as a barrier to each individual, and, stating it conversely, anything that beclouds the mind of the individual and retards his mental, moral, and spiritual development retards also the progress of civilization. All of which is an abstract statement of a great truth, and inasmuch as abstract statements are neither interesting nor highly informative, let us proceed to illustrate more concretely the damaging effects of intolerance. I will begin this illustration by describing an incident which I have mentioned quite freely in practically every public address that I have delivered within the past 5 years. But, inasmuch as the cold printed page has a modifying effect which makes possible the misinterpretation of the incident here described, I believe it necessary to caution you not to read back of the lines.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?